Hi everybody, it's Ian here, Bevers 1972, and this is in response to Tanya's article about the politician that went through his town wearing sleep shades. I've been listening to both Joe's and I believe Laurie's responses to this, and some really, really good points made. I'm basically in favour of this type of thing taking place. I think it's, even though how, you know, this was probably only lasted a very short amount of time, and also it certainly covered, gave a very extreme picture of what it was like to cope with various aspects of getting around, out and about, with a visual impairment. It still is important that, you know, opportunities like this are taken by, you know, politicians who do make decisions, policymakers who make decisions, anybody who's put in a position that will make decisions that affect our lives, I feel must go through something like this. Now, there is an argument, and a fair argument, that some politicians could be accused of, I hope the word's right, could be accused of nepotism. Is that right? Someone correct me on that. In that, it could be done for a publicity. There is an argument along those sides. But I would tend to err away from that personally. I would tend to go down the line that, look, if they do this for at least for, even if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it doesn't matter. It gives an insight, gives a view of what life is like. Joe makes some very, very good points about, some of the questions in regards to, were certain points covered? Were they challenged maybe on how certain, crossing a road, can they judge when to cross the road? Could take that a bit further along the lines of sort of challenging people over how do you tackle certain aspects of daily living. I think very good point, because as well as giving people the experience, you've got to sort of get people questioning and thinking just that little bit deeper. But it's all good, it's all positive. In terms of the dialogue in the dark, that was an excellent, I remember that way back. It's a pity a lot of that wasn't continued, because I think, that should be something that's taken around and done quite a lot more now, maybe because of cost that wasn't continued. But those sort of things are creating zones and creating experiences for the general public, and also, taking businesses round, taking service providers round, is excellent, is good. Also, dining in the dark, Laurie, you mentioned that, and that was done in this country to a degree. I can't exactly remember where, but I know it was done, where eating experiences were given to people and in the dark, and I'm sure it was VIs were serving food as well. Again, excellent on both scores, actually. So then again, all of this adds up to be good. And I feel that a lot more of that should be done and should be promoted and really put forward again to those people that make decisions. So, Tanya, an excellent article and an excellent discussion point raised, and it would be really good to hear other people's points of view as well. Okay, hope you're well, and speak soon.